Have you been searching for the best ticket deals around? Well, look no further. With TixFlix, the price you see is the price you pay. And TixFlix just happens to have over $6 billion in ticket inventory just waiting for you. They absolutely mean it when they say every ticket, every venue, everywhere. And you can save even more with promo code PULSE in all caps to save you 5% off your total purchase. Just go to TixFlix.com and click the search bar. Search events based on your geographic location. Pick the show you want, and bam, it's showtime. Sporting events, Broadway shows, concerts, and more with TixFlix.com. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for the email newsletter so you can stay up to date on the latest news and savings with TixFlix. That's TixFlix.com, TixFlix.com. Every ticket, every venue, everywhere.
And welcome to Horns Up. So those horns up. It's a Monday here, and we have a few albums to get to. Right, BJ?
Yes, we do.
How you doing, BJ?
I'm doing good.
That's good. That's very good. Which album do you want to start off with?
I guess we should start off with Desire Walks On.
Yeah, because you love this album, and I comparatively did not like this album.
No, but I have some biased reasons why I like this album.
Okay, so I didn't rate the first track, Desire, because that's only 18 seconds.
It's like a spoken texting, yeah.
Yeah, I did not rate that because I was like, it's unfair to rate something that's only 18 seconds and...
Yep.
Yeah, and not a song, at least. Black on Black 2. Do you have any background on this song?
Only that I actually listened to this out of context first before I heard it in context.
Okay.
Because I got the greatest hits from 85 to 95 album, and this had this one and Back to Avalon on it. And I heard those two out of context.
Okay. That's interesting. I really like this song. I think this is the strongest song on the record.
Interesting. All right.
I thought, again, it starts off with the heavy guitars. I like the country elements. It's combined with an 80s aesthetic.
Yeah, okay.
And I liked all the stuff surrounding this song. I really liked it.
Indeed.
4.5 out of 5.
Yeah, okay. That works.
Back to Avalon.
I like this one a lot. But then again, this is one of those that I really, 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 really like.
So I gave it a 4.
5.
But some of these songs, I'll get into my problems with the album.
All right.
Some of the songs in the upcoming stretch sort of drag on a little bit, little too long, and they were a little too slow for my taste.
Got it. Okay.
So that's why I didn't like this album as much as Beautiful Broken.
Yep. Okay.
Honestly, because I thought there were too many slow tracks.
All right.
So that was just my problem. Okay. I think it's my problem.
That's fair. That's fair. You like yours a little faster and harder, and this is not the album for you in that case.
No. The Woman to Me, there was a big disconnect here.
This is actually not a heart-written song. It's actually a Donna Summer cover. That might explain why it's a disconnect.
It just felt weird.
Yeah, I get that.
Being thrown in here, even though there was one cover I really did like from this album, the Bob Dylan cover.
Oh, yes.
With Layne Staley. The Woman to Me, there was a big disconnect here.
I get that. I do.
What did you rate this one?
I tend to like this one, so it's a 4.5. I like mine slower.
2.5.
Ooh. Ow. Okay.
It's going to get a little lower from there.
Oh, no.
Rage.
Denny Carmassi, this is his last album working with Heart, and he just nails his drum stuff. It's great.
Yeah, I like the drumming in this album. I did like the drumming in this album.
He really just nails it.
Yes, and I like this song. I gave it a 3 out of 5.
I actually
slow rocker.
Like 4. Yep, good slow rocker. You gotta love a good slow rocker once in a while.
Yeah, I'm more in the once in a while camp for that one.
Yep.
Walking in,
it in walks the night.
In walks the night. I'm sorry.
You didn't like this one, did you?
Another slow song. Didn't like this as much as the other one. I gave it a gentleman's 3.
Ooh, okay, gentleman's 4 for me. But this is actually, I think this actually was on an episode of NCIS.
My crazy head.
I like this one very, very much.
Like the orchestral arrangement. I was feeling it a little more. Mm-hmm. I should have rated this a 3.5, but I just kept it at 3 because I don't want as many 0.5s in there, you know.
Yeah, I understand. I'm going with a gentleman's 4 on that one. And Ring Them Bells.
Ring Them Bells is the other track I really liked on this album. Yes. Because Layne Staley really good.
Oh, yeah. He sounds really good. He probably sounds like he was sober at that point.
Yeah. And he was really good on this track. And I love me some Layne Staley, of course.
Yeah.
Because of the grunge and aspect. And it, even though it was slower, I had more of a connect to it.
Yeah, that's definitely...
In the Walk of the Night at 6 minutes, I'm like, I wanted it to end about 4.5 minutes in.
Okay, I get that one, actually.
So, Will You Be There in the Morning?
We didn't rate Ring Them Bells.
Oh, sorry. 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5, yep, that works.
Will You Be There in the Morning?
Written by Shania Twain's ex-husband.
I didn't know that. Another big disconnect here.
Yeah, I get that, I do. It's another slower one.
It's more straightforward ballad, not feeling it.
Yeah, it's a straightforward power ballad.
I said it's meh average. That's why I said 2.5. Meh average,
okay. Got it.
Voodoo Doll.
Empowering lyrics, but kind of slow. I can see where you're...
Yeah.
I can see what you don't like about it, but I love this one, so...
2.5 out of 5.
3.
Anything is possible. Big, big... disconnect here.
Oh, no.
Big disconnect.
Oh, no.
I did not like this one at all. I gave it a 2 out of 5.
I was expecting you to give it a 1. I'll give it a 4.
I did not like this one at all.
I understand. I understand that one.
I wanted to be put asleep. It should have been a 3-minute song instead of a 5-minute song.
I can kind of see that.
Avalon Reprise, I just gave it a 2 out of 5.
All right, 3. It's short and sweet.
There.
Point.
It's there.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
the final song, Desire Walks On.
I like this one.
This was a good banging song, for sure, to end it off.
Yes. Just that middle section of the album really drags it down for me.
All right, I can kind of see that, actually. I can, actually.
You know, it was not that great.
Alright.
So, Desire Walks On gets a 4 out of 5. I like the grunge you feel.
Alright. And
that was coming out
at
that time in 93.
Yeah.
AllMusic rated it a 2.5 out of 5 stars, and people had a favorable review of it.
Yeah, that's not too bad. Yeah.
And I just was. The user ratings on Desire Walks On, 3.5 out of 5.
Alright, so it's more in line with what you were.
Yeah.
Alright.
I gave it average of 37 out of 55, which is a 3.36, 36, 36, 36, out of 5, I just did 3.36, times it by 2 to get the 10 score, 6.72 out of 10.
Yep. I had a 5 out of 5, 10 out of 10. This is one of my personal favorites, but I see why people like you do not like it.
Let's move on.
Absolutely.
To Elton John.
Tumbleweed Connection.
One of my favorites. This album is so good.
Yeah, I actually do like this.
Some of the albums are... some of it's mixed.
I have to say that, yes.
It's a mixed bag, but
extremely.
I really like every song on this record.
Interesting. That's sort of my thing with Desire Walks On, is I like every song, and I don't, when I listen to it, I just don't skip any songs.
Yeah, it had that rural America concept to it. Mm-hmm. The last three songs I all rated 5 out of 5.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll get to that.
That's where I didn't end up liking it as much.
Okay. So it was a concept album on Americana and Western themes. Mm-hmm. It was number it ranked number 2 in the UK, number 5 in the US, platinum. On Armenia, Amarina. This is the first time that DeMarie and Nigel Olsen are playing together on the an Elton John record, which is significant because that's his rhythm section for the next 4 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And would be his rhythm section for, like, a long-ass time. So.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So, this is actually a seminal album for that reason.
Okay.
On one of the tracks. It had a 5 out of 5 on Rolling Stone, on AllMusic. Mm-hmm. A 4.5 out of 5 on the Rolling Stone Deluxe Edition. Rolling Stone album, guy gave a 3 out of 5. Uncut gave a 4 out of 5. C+, Village Voice, favorable. Rolling Stone initially had it mixed, but they changed their mind on it. And 3 out of 5 from Q, B+ by Robert Christgau, and 5 out of 5 from AllMusic.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's get in track by track and go for it. We're just going through the regular 10, none of the extra bonus tracks or anything like that.
Yes. Even I did listen to Man Cross the Water.
Of course.
We'll talk about that.
We'll talk about that, because I actually didn't end up listening to it, but...
We'll get your opinion on it next week.
Okay, sure.
It's only an 8-minute song, mm-hmm. So...
Yep. Ballad of a Well-Known Gun.
I love this song.
I get why. I do. This is actually a very good song.
Probably, yeah.
This is probably... I'd never heard this one before, so this was a very interesting, like, oh, this is interesting. Okay.
Yeah, you could see what he was going for here.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
With the country and the Americana vibes, so.
Oh, yes.
4 out of 5?
Yeah.
Come Down in Time is probably the weakest song
on
the album.
That's one of the weakest songs for me. We'll get into some more. I think.
Please tell me you like Burn Down the Mission. Because that's one of my favorite songs of all time.
Can you at least admit that it's a shade on the Too Long side?
I can, but
it's just that weeny bit too long. I'm like, oh God, please end already. Please end already.
But it's really a 5-minute song that extends. But it would help if you actually heard the live version, because they do, like, vocals on the live version. Like, burn it down. Burn, burn, burn. That would actually help you, actually.
I think it would help, having something that was, like, power ballady, all that sort of thing. I get it. I get that. Yep.
But Come Down in Time.
Really, really weak.
I didn't like this one as much. The lyric was written by Bernie Taupin. The song was originally recorded for Elton John's second album, Elton John, which we will be getting to.
Oh, yes. We'll be getting to most of his discography. I'm almost certain of that.
Yes.
whether it's me suggesting it or you, I don't care which.
But this one was weak. I gave it a 3.5 out of 5.
I cannot give this any higher than a 2.
Oh. Yeah. Country Comfort?
Liked that one.
Really liked that one, too.
Yeah.
That's a great song. Great song.
Yeah, and I think it's also a Rod Stewart album, too.
Yeah, Country Comfort was recorded
in 70 for Gasoline Alley. So,
for Gasoline Alley.
That is an album I would like to get to at some point.
Yeah. Son of Your Father, that's a great song. I really... All right.
I can see
it's
that.
A cool song. The guitar is more prominent.
Yeah. But I think for me and Elton John, I like having a more piano prominent, piano forward. This didn't work for me.
What would you rate Country Comfort and Son of Your Father? Country Comfort first.
Country Comfort was a 4.
4.5.
And Son of Your Father was a 3.
I have it at 4.5.
Mm-hmm.
My Father's Gun. Another too long one for you?
It was just too long. Again, this is the problem with for me, this is the problem with this album. There's certain songs that just go on and on and on.
I love this song. I love the story of this song. It's a story.
It's a good story song. It's
an engaging song.
Yeah, it's a good story song, but I'm going to give this a 3.
I gave it a 4.5 out of 5.
Oh, boy. Boy, you really like this one.
Yes.
Where to now, St. Peter?
One of the five songs. Mm-hmm. I love this song.
Definitely a 5 song.
It's really good. It's from the point of view of a dying soldier. Absolutely. Final destination is heaven or hell.
Right. Yes. That's the song. One of the songs I heard out of context
before
listening to this album, because it was a cover on Ann Wilson's first solo album, and Elton John duets with her on it.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Love song, of a disconnect.
Love this one.
Another, it was disconnect.
This one and Where To Now, St. Peter were my 2 favorites on the entire album.
I gave this a 4 out of 5, but still a little bit of a disconnect there.
4 out of 5. And I actually heard this on a Heart live recording session where they actually covered this.
Nice. It was originally written by Leslie Duncan.
Mm-hmm. But it's definitely this is definitely my favorite, and this is my favorite song and probably the line of demarcation as far as I'm concerned for maybe this one kind of went off the rails a little bit after this.
Oh, no. I loved the last 3 songs.
The last song, Too Long.
I love Burn Down the Mission. It's one of my favorite songs of all time. We'll get to that.
Yep. Amarina,
I love this.
I think for the country me, rock there was sound. A disconnect.
The piano riffs and the chords were prominent throughout the, especially in the song's introduction. Rolling Stone magazine described it as just great. This is the first time, as I mentioned, that Dee Murray and Nigel Olsen would play together.
Yeah.
And would form the core of his rhythm section.
Yeah, this is, I mean, I understand it, but it's sort of like, this is where I gotta hit the disconnect button.
Right.
Almost, because this one just...
5 out of 5.
4.
Oh, I didn't think you would give it a 4. Talking Old Soldiers, I love the story of this song.
The story is good. I think it's probably a 3.5-minute song rather than a 4.6-minute song.
Yeah. But... in a Rolling Stone interview, John said it's a very David Eccles type influence song.
Hmm. Okay.
And the song tells the story of a chance meeting between a young man and an old man inside the bar. The old man describes his loneliness and his former comrades who died in combat.
Hmm.
It is implied, I've seen enough to have a man go not blow out his brains. The old man has PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
The old man thanks the young man for listening because no one else in the bar would.
Interesting.
Okay. 5 out of 5. Really good.
I guess because I like it, but I think it's 4.5.
All right. Burn Down the Mission. I love this song.
I see why you love the song. I think it's probably a 5.5-minute song. More than it is a 6 and 20-minute song.
It's progressive. It's very good. The lyrics itself, while telling some of the story, are vague enough to be
it
open.
It is vague enough, but I just feel like this one, for me, maybe I
the should rich and the poor
cuts before I completely pass judgment on it, but I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5.
Okay, I wasn't expecting you to give it a 4. I gave it a 5 out of 5. This is one of my favorite Elton John songs of all time.
Yeah. Maybe a couple more re-listens will get it to me. I just feel like this is one of those albums like Heart Like a Wheel that it's going to be an acquired taste for me. It'll take me another couple of re-listens for me to really get it.
Yeah, so overall score for Tumbleweed Connection.
I gave it a 4.5 out of 5 and a 9.7 out of 10.
4.5 out of 5, 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
So we both really liked it.
I just feel like there's a couple of songs that just are the weeniest bit too long.
I understand it with Burn Down the Mission, but I love that song.
Yeah.
You wouldn't like... I think you would like the live version a lot better. Like,
I think
seek
I will
out
too,
the live
yeah.
version of From Out in 60.
I will seek out that one. Yes.
And I'll get you to a live album from 1970. 17-11-70.
Oh, okay. I should probably go with that. Yes.
Later on.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That is really some of its best work, live wise.
Yeah.
And it was his first live album. I'm just going.
I'll definitely be seeking. We'll be seeking that one out a little later.
Yes. It was recorded in New York.
Yep. So, I will go ahead and we can go on to Prickell if you want after these messages.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is 8-Bit Ray from the Gorilla Brain Podcast, part of the Pulse Podcast Network. Did you know that you could be using this spot to advertise your company or business? Well, I've done the research, and podcastinsights.com report that podcast listeners are loyal, affluent, and mostly college educated, but most importantly, are 5 times more likely to interact with the ad they hear on their favorite podcast than an ad from any other medium. If you would like to advertise your company or brand with our network, it's simple. All you have to do is send an email to marketing@pulsepodcastnetwork.com. I'll say it one more time. marketing@pulsepodcastnetwork.com, and we hope to hear from you soon.
Ghost Prickell.
Ooh, yeah.
You like this album.
I did. Wasn't expecting to, but I loved it.
Oh my god, this album. This album for me is one of the very seminal albums for me. When I first heard it, I loved it from instant.
Yeah, this is definitely one of those where I'm just like, "Ooh, this is good. I like it."
The album theme sort of focuses on medieval times and the Black Death, mm-hmm. along with more modern themes.
Yeah.
Prickell is the 4th studio album from Ghost, and the first to be recorded, officially confirmed. But by the band's leader, officially confirmed to be Tobias Forge. He's under an alias called Cardinal Copia.
Aha. Got it. Okay.
Produced by Tom Delgetty. Recording sessions began in 2017 at Artery Studios in Stockholm.
Yeah.
While mixing began in Westlake Studios in Hollywood in January of 2018. Forge.
It's really not bad. I like it. It's really, really good.
Forge said that in contract, the very, very lavish, stupid procedure.
We don't need to do the Wikipedia entry. I know,
but I just like reading his words.
I really enjoy, this is just really, really good. Let's go ahead and
And all the critics agree too. All Music gives it a 4 out of 5, Blabbermouth 9 out of 10, Rolling Stone 3.5 out of 5, Pop Matters 9 out of 10. Metal Hammer 9 out of 10, Kerrang 4 out of 5, Hardwire 4.5 out of 5, Exclaims.
Yeah.
So, 81 out of 100 on Metacritic.
Yeah, that's really.
And this was nominated for Best Rock Album at the Grammys this past year.
Of course, they didn't show it on the broadcast, of course.
But then we have, let's go to the first track, Ashes.
I get why they're doing this, but it's just like,
it was a little over your head.
It went a little over my head.
It's more of an intro track.
It is because it's an intro track. I can give it a gentleman's three, and it's not a big deal.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. I gave it a 4.
Of course you did.
I and seeing this band live too helped.
Oh, that would help.
Rats. I love this song.
This is where I had where the concept came in, I got it, and I loved it. I was in.
Like, it was so. It was so good.
Oh, yes.
It's a big opening track that just blows minds immediately.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, oh, okay, this is definitely, I am not in Kansas anymore over here.
You're not in Kansas anymore, but my God, I love Rats.
It's so good, it's so good.
The song was performed as a concert opener for the large arena shows. He previously wrote the song Square Hammer, which I'm going to have you visit.
Of course.
From Popestar, for that purpose, and was successful with that. But he doesn't want to be feel like stuck with one particular song as a concert opener.
Yeah, I like him. He's good.
Lyrically, the song is about the humanity's tendency to rush to judgment and mob mentality.
Yeah, this is exactly, like, since I do tend to lean left, this definitely struck a chord with me. I can't give this any lower than a 4.5 out of 5.
Five. Faith.
Yeah, this one sort of hit me at a particular deep level too.
Like Faith, it would have fit well in the previous album, which I'm gonna have you listen to, Melody.
Of course. This one really hit.
Like
a deep level. So
what did you think of the growled vocals at the end there?
It was reminding me of some of the other artists I've listened to who do that kind of thing, and it just sort of went over my head. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll go with it.
But the melody here, we're gonna have to do it.
So good.
The solos here are great.
Oh yeah.
Everything about it is great.
Mm-hmm.
See the Light, this is one of the weaker tracks on the album.
I would agree with that. But it is still pretty good.
Oh yeah. I just love how it builds, like, every day. Mm-hmm. It sweeps you, and it moves you, and
yes.
So that's I gave it a 4.5 out of 5.
I cannot disagree.
Miasma.
The instrumental. Oh my God, that was so good, so good, so good.
Yeah. Miasma.
I like a good instrumental metal or rock track, so this was right up my alley.
Yeah, and the keys, the sax at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very good, very good.
Progressive, really good. Mm-hmm. Dance Macabre is a bop.
Yeah, I can agree with it being a bop.
I love that the song is a perfect mix of disco and metal. It's clever, it's enticing.
Oh, yes, it's better than the classical peak, also called Dance Macabre.
Yes. What did you say?
It's better than the classical piece, also called Dance Macabre.
Oh, nice.
Yes. So Miasma is a 5. Dance Macabre is a 4.9 for me.
Dance Macabre is a 5. Miasma is a 5. Promemoria is where this is like, you're listening to something perfect here.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm like, ooh, all right.
Like, it's soothing.
Oh, yes.
I just love every second of this song.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at 5:39 too. And you know me and long songs, they don't
it just gets a little too long sometimes. But this one was like, I don't mind. I really don't. This is just okay. Alright, I'll take this ride.
I think it's the gem that people will be talking about when they refer to the greatness of this album.
I agree. Very much so.
Witch Image is another jam. I love the chorus here.
Oh yeah. Oh, so good.
All the choruses here are
the chorus
sing along.
And now I'm gonna have to hope that Ghost is coming this way again.
They were just here in December. I saw them.
Darn it. And now I completely missed them, and now I'm like, okay, now I'm waiting for them to come back around.
Right. They probably will, so.
Oh yeah.
Do you know how to pronounce this? Helvetus Falster?
Helvetus Falster, I guess.
Helvetus Falster.
Yeah. It's
a good instrumental.
It's a good instrumental. I agree. A little long, but it's a good instrumental.
It's the weakest track, but...
Yeah, so Promemoria, pretty much everything except for the instrumental, the last instrumental, is like a 5.
Helvetus Falster, I give
it a 4. Helvetus Falster is probably a 4.5 out of 5.
I give it a 4. Life Eternal, perfect way to end.
Perfect way to end, absolutely. It's like, wow.
Like, you're hit with that, and like,
Oh Lord.
Perfect. I wish you could you guys could see like the way we're reacting. Like yes. we're reacting with our hands and we're
maybe at some point we'll figure out how to set up USB microphones and Discord or something, and hopefully not have Discord notifications during the show.
Yeah, but Life Eternal is really so good. Brilliant.
So good.
4.75 out of 5, 9.5 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. I was pretty happy with this. 4.9 out of 5, 9.6 out of 10.
Wow.
Yeah. Was not expecting to like this one. And so we move on from that one to one you really didn't expect to like.
I did not expect to like this as much as I did.
Oh,
man. Linda Ronstadt.
I know.
Oh, and my. She's sick now, and I'm so sad.
The Parkinson's thing, yeah. But this one, oh, my God. It's like all the songs pretty much that I grew up listening to, just loving. It was perfect.
I did not read the band introduction. You know, I wanted to know the band because after that,
the band is really, really,
really tight, really good.
Uh huh. Let me see. She actually had a.
I even wrote. I'm going in not wanting to like it. First exposure to Ronstadt.
Yeah. So it's basically Kenny Edwards, Danny Kortchmar, Russ Kunkel, Bob Glaub, Billy Payne of Little Feat. Dan Dugmore and Wendy Waldman and Peter Asher was on the album too. He was her producer and the executive producer, playing percussion and singing in the background.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I Can't Let It Go.
I Can't Let Go. Oh, love the song. This is actually one of the best. I actually think this is a better version of it than the one on the original album.
Really?
Oh yeah, this is really good.
I like the twangy voice, very raspy.
Oh yeah.
Backing band's very good.
Oh, the backing band. This backing band is like a dream team, pretty much.
She's got a bit of really good stuff here. 4.5 out of 5.
Yep.
It's so easy. Another 4.5.
Oh God. These are all of these are fives. I'm sorry.
I love the cowbell. I'm a sucker for cowbell.
Oh, yes. But they did need a little more of it, I do believe. Yes, I went there.
I know you did.
Willen.
More bluesy, really impressed.
Oh, yeah. And it's also one of my personal favorites of hers, and it's just... But she makes it her own, even though it was written by Lowell George of Little Feat.
Yes.
Just One Look. Love, love, love the song.
Just One Look, yeah. I gave it 4.5. I gave Willen a 4.
Yep. Like, all of these are so good.
Like, and then there was a bit of a disconnect here and at the end.
Ooh.
Blue Bayou, I gave a 3.5. Still good.
I love it, and I even love the fact that she's saying it in Spanish at the end.
Yes. Faithless Love.
This is actually one of those songs that I didn't like until I went back to Heart Like a Wheel and re-listened to it. Yes, we will get to that one eventually.
I didn't like it as much, but I should listen to the studio one.
Mm-hmm. The studio one, I think,
3.5
in
out
this
five.
Instance is better.
Hurt So Bad, I really liked.
Love it, love it, love it, love it. Love that song.
4 out of 5. Poor,
pitiful me.
That's Warren Zevon.
Yep. And it is just, oh, so
cool. I gave it a 5 out of 5.
Score.
The only 5 out of 5 I give on the record.
Wow, okay.
Then,
You're No Good. Oh, I love this one. Love this one. Actually, this version and the original is just as good.
4.5 out of 5.
Oh, all of these are 5s for me.
How Do I Make You? I really like this song.
Oh, so
I accidentally
good.
Listened to the second because Spotify accidentally shuffled it.
Oh no!
But I realized it. But I was like, I realized it right at. I was like, this doesn't sound like it's so easy.
And nope. Oh, wow. It actually automatically shuffled for you. Oops. Oh well.
But It was so, this good. Song, I was like, holy mackerel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they really just
nailed it.
Yeah, this happens to be, she just has this propensity for just throwing good stuff out, and it's like, you just don't, you just, you're just helpless to sit, except to sit back and listen to it.
Yeah.
So good. Back in the USA, it's a Chuck Berry cover.
Oh, that's where the disconnect came.
That's where your disconnect came from, yep.
More so of a rocker, but you know.
It's such a rocker, but I love it. But it's a Chuck Berry cover. That would explain why it's...
Desperado, I've heard the Eagles.
Yeah, and guess who actually had them in her backing band before they became the Eagles?
Oh.
Linda Ronstadt.
Oh.
Linda Ronstadt gave us the Eagles.
I was like.
So good.
I gave it a 3 out of 5.
All these are fives. All of them.
So that is pretty much it. Next week.
Yeah. Next week, if you guys wish to follow along with us.
Ammo, Bring Me the Horizon, and 10,000 Days by Tool is my selection.
Golden Hour by Casey Musgraves is my more modern selection. We're going to see if the Grammys actually got it right for a change. And Hasten Down the Wind by Linda Ronstadt.
I'm excited.
Oh, I'm excited for you.
All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Indeed. And we can put those horns right up.